Siman Tov Reish Samos Beis. Say the Tefillas Yom Sheni Shal Sukkos. Okay, so we're up to the second day of Sukkos. Yom Sheni Mavarach Al Netilas Lulav V'chein B'kol She'ar Yamim. Every day of Sukkos when we shake the lulav, meaning not Shabbos, we make a bracha of Al Netilas Lulav. Mishabar Sivkaton Aleph. The Afagab, what's the Chiddush? The Afagab, the Kol HaYom Chutz Min Yom Rishon Rak Midrabanan. The first day is Daraisa. So make a bracha, Mitzvah Daraisa. So the rest of the week is on Midrabanan. Zeicher LeMikdash. Shehayah Mitzvah Svosham Mitzvah Hi Kol Shivas HaYavim. In the base of Mikdash, it was a Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Usmachtim Lefnei Hashem Shivas HaYavim. We spoke about if Yerushalayim is included in that or not included in that, a big machlokes. And outside of the Beis HaMikdash, or outside of Yerushalayim, according to those opinions, the mitzvah is derabanan zecher lemikdash. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, shayich lebarach alev damar v'tzivanu. We still make a bracha on mitzvah derabanan. That's a Gemara in Perek Bamem Adlikin talking about Neros Chanukah. When mitzvah derabanan also gets a bracha, where's the v'tzivanu? Hashem commanded us, yeah, because Hashem told us to listen to the chachamim. That's what the end of Mishabar Sivkaton Aleph. Midichsiv lo sosu mikol dvar mishigidu lecha. You have to listen to the chachamim who told you to shake lulav all week. You have to listen to the chachamim who told you to light Hanukkah candles. So it's appropriate to make the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us to listen to the chachamim to fulfill mitzvahs derabanan. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis. Ein b'varach zman b'yom sheni al halulav. Elim ken chal yom rishon b'shabbos. We don't make a shechianu on the shaking of the lulav on the second day of Yontif, unless the first day was Shabbos and we didn't take the lulav. So now it's the first time. Only the first time, not the second time. Why not the second time? So it's the exact same idea that we just had by the sukkah. Let's see, Mishra Sivkatan Beis. Dimimarav Shach Yotz Mashamar B'yom Rishon Zman. So when it comes to the Yontif, if I make a Shechiyanu on for Yontif and it's not Yontif, no credit, do over. Next night, we have to make a Shechiyanu in Kiddush on the Yom. Sukkah, we said, you can make Shechiyanu when you're building the Sukkah. So, if you're sitting in the Sukkah, Erev Yontif, and you made Shechiyanu, you also Shechiyanu on the Sukkah. So, same thing with the Lulav. You can make the Shechiyanu, the Gemara says, when you're putting the Lulav together. Even Erev Yontif. So, the fact, yesterday I made a Shechiyanu on the Lulav. Maybe it wasn't Sukkahs. Maybe today is the first day. Yesterday was Erev Sukkahs. Doesn't matter. When I'm holding the Arba Minim, I make a Shechiyanu, it goes on the Lulav, even if it's not Yontif, because it's no worse than when I put together the Lulav a week before Sukkot, I'm allowed to make a bracha of Shechiyanu. We usually don't do that. We wait till we fulfill the mitzvah. But make a din Yotze, the Gemara says. So therefore, over here, when the second day, maybe the first day wasn't Yontif, it doesn't matter. That's what he says again. Mishmur Sivkotan Beis. The Miman of Shach Yotze B'mashav B'yom Rishon Zman. You Yotze regardless when you said Shechiyanu on the first day. Af im huchol, even if it was not really Yontif. Dilo gar b'mashav B'yom Zman B'sha'as Asiyas HaLulav D'yotze. It's no different than making Shechiyanu when you're making the lulav. What does it mean to make the lulav? Sharatzion Ois Beis B'sha'as Agidas HaLulav. When you're tying together the lulav with the Hadassim and their rebels. V'lo dami the kiddush omer b'leil sheni zman. So like we've been explaining, it's not like kiddush. Also b'shul hayom, lo b'shul sukkah. The kiddush on the yom, if it's not the yom, then it doesn't count. That's why we in Chutz La'aretz they always yontif sheni always gets a shachianu. If yontif rishon get a shachianu, that's a shvisha pesach doesn't get a shachianu. So shmini shapesach also doesn't get a shachianu. But shmini atzeres gets a shachianu, and the ninth day, the next day, will also get a shachianu. We always have both. And in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, because it's a Yuma Arichta, so that's a little bit of, that's more of a discussion. That's why we make sure to have a new fruit, so that if you're not Chayim in the Shechiyanu, because it's considered one long day of 48 hours, so then the Shechiyanu is going to go on the fruit. But here with the Lulav, you can make the bracha when you put together the Lulav Erev Yontif, and therefore when you made the bracha on the first day, even if it wasn't the real day, and the second day is the real first day, it doesn't matter, you yotze with the Shechiyanu. Unless the first day was Shabbos, so then you didn't shake the Lulav at all, you didn't say Shechiyanu on the Lulav at all, then you're going to say Shechiyanu on the second day. Sif Gimel Motzi Shnei Svarim, take out two Sifrei Torah, Bekor Ben Parshiel Shenikru Etmo, and a Yontif Sheni Shagolias, they read the same Kriya, says the Shulchan Aruch, as they read on the first day, Umaftir b'malachim v'yikahalu ad b'hotziyo osam me'eretz mitzrayim. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkot and Gimel, back on Sif Beis, if a person forgot to say Shechianu on the Lulav, so whenever he remembers, when he's shaking Lulav, a day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, he could then make the Shechianu if he forgot to say Shechianu on the Lulav on the first day. Sharatin Oiz Dalet has a whole discussion about it. Ayin Sham for homework. So that's Siman Tov Reish Samach Beis.